Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of your 1 hour inspirational program. It used to be a half hour, and that was some time ago. Thank you all for joining us tonight. We've got a very good show planned for you tonight. We're going to be bringing in our various co-hosts this evening, and we certainly hope that you all will join us. Tonight's topic is a very deep one that's very near and dear to my heart, and we'll get to it in just a moment, but first let me go ahead and welcome our co-host for the evening, Pastor Castile Rowe. Pastor Castile Rowe, thank you and welcome to tonight's broadcast. Pastor Rowe?
Okay. I'm here. It's just great to be on another show and have a thirst and just a great spirit of anticipation, you know, so that we can take our journey and this, building and establishing relationship. I just want to welcome everyone, all of my sisters and brothers that comes on this show, and we appreciate all the comments that everybody make because it's definitely helping me to improve my relationship with others. And thank you so much for your vision that you have, Dr. Walker. I just want you to know we are committed to supporting you in our efforts in helping the less fortunate.
All right. Thank you so very much. We're certainly happy that you're here. We're going to get to our storyline in just a moment. We're waiting for some more of our co-hosts to log in. They seem to be having a couple of difficult tasks in doing so. Pastor, just before I get going with that, would you offer a word of prayer that God would tonight's program?
Eternal God, our Father, just once again, we come to you. We know that your command is overall, and we know that your love never fails. We thank you just for your unfailing love, Lord, and we thank you for the love not only that you have for us, but the love that we have for each other. And we demonstrate and show that love in serving, Lord, because we know you came not to be served, but to serve and to give your life for as a ransom for many. So we just ask you, Lord, to continue to be with all of us, continue to bless Dr. Jesse Walker, Lord, as our leader, in taking us to new levels of servanthood, and bless each and every person. Bless us all one by one. Bless us all together. This prayer I pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you for that prayer. Let me begin with you tonight. Tonight's topic, and we certainly want to hear from those of you all out there. Tonight's topic is there a difference between being religious and being spiritual? Is there a difference between being religious and being spiritual? And, you know, I want to hear your opinion. And first, Pastor, let me begin with you by asking, what is religion? What is religion? How would you define religion?
What I believe that religion is, you know, beliefs that people have about different things, you know. Everybody have thoughts and they have beliefs and they associate those beliefs with things that they believe in, whatever it is, people, things, and so on and so forth. So religion is just the thoughts that people have and they worship those thoughts and ideas. That's what I believe that religion is.
Okay, so then if that's the case, could religion be a car? Could it be something that we create? If it's a belief in things, Could that be what religion is?
Oh, I think you hit the nail on the head, Dr. Walker, when you said that. It can believe in people other than God himself, people, things, objects that include cars, so on. And so, you know, things that people worship, you know, other than the true and living God.
Okay, all right, all right. So we want to find out tonight from some of you all, is there a difference between religion, being religious, and being spiritual? So then, Pastor Roll, how would you identify spiritual, you know, spiritual?
Well, something that relates to God. You know, I remember a thing in Scripture, you know, but, you know, I see that you worship the unknown God, you know, and it was doing that, you know, but there is, you know, that can be, you know, people, things, objects, people just worship that, you know, and that's religion. Everybody's got a type, a form of religion, things that they worship, you know, whether it's people's different purposes or visions or whatever they might have, you know. But that's what I believe that religion is. Anything that's separated from having a laser beam focused on the true and living God.
Well, we're not talking religion now. We're talking about spiritual. We're trying to see what the difference is. Are you equating them as the same? Are they the same? Is it religion? Being religious is the same as being spiritual? I mean, I think some people do use those terms intertwined. They just compare them together, or actually they're intertwined with some people. So what are you saying?
Yeah, well, we got to know how to separate the wheat from the chaff, you know, and I think, you know, when you, a lot of people are just religious. You know, different cultures, they have a religion. They're very religious in the things that they do, where their focus are. You know, that could be their religion.
Okay, so then if we're asking the question about being spiritual, I mean, how would you respond to that, the question about being spiritual? Okay, for example, now,
well,
I believe that there's a difference between being religious and being spiritual. I think that religion has the form of godliness. I do believe that it has the form, and it may have come from that form of godliness. But I think it has become to the point of becoming so commercialized until I think people have gotten past what maybe that form of what religious practices perhaps were intended to be. Now, of course, this is just my opinion. And I think that there's the inception of a lot of man-made doctrines that's associated with religious practices. I believe there are. And I think that because we have so many religions and so many different denominations, but yet, you know, we're taught that there is one God. So if there be only the one God, how then is it that we have so many religions, you know, and so many different denominations? Could it be that the people have decided that they've taken their religious practices or their religiosity and taken it to say, well, I no longer subscribe or believe under the leadership that I once subscribed or believed with. Now I tend to want to start another practice and call it something else, thus the creation of another religion or denomination. And where spirituality, on the other hand, and we're going to go to the phone lines in a moment, spirituality, I believe, this is just my personal belief, and I'm not trying to impose this on anyone, but I believe in all of it being I believe we are spiritual beings, you know, and yet we have been transformed into having a human experience, a human experience. And so, and that's why when the Bible, in my opinion again, when the Bible talks about man shall not live by bread alone, that's the bread represents the physical food, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And that but is a conjunctive word or a conjunction that means there's something that goes after that. Man cannot shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. That word of God, God being a spiritual being, you know, in the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit, is one in unison. Man cannot comprehend that, you know, and so thus we are spiritual beings having a transformation of being in human form, in human form. So our human aspect of us, the physical part, requires the proper nutrient, whatever we deem that to be, just like we we eat probably the wrong foods that we weren't designed to eat, but we're eating them because we have acquired a taste bud for those things. Somebody told us that it was good, and it pleased the tongue, the back of the tongue, the taste buds back there. And so now it's like, I like this. And then, you know, the stuff that perhaps is not so good that we think is probably better for us, we don't have a natural taste for that. So the spiritual part is we're feeding the spiritual man or woman, you know, when we are studying the Word of God for ourselves. So we're going to get the phone line in just a moment, you all. So thus, man shall not live by bread alone. So if you're just eating the spiritual, the physical food, and you're depriving yourself of the spiritual food, my opinion again, you are dying a spiritual death gradually, a spiritual death gradually. So it might be, say that, hey, this person looks healthy, and et cetera, et cetera. That's chances are that's true. But you're not getting the spiritual food, which is what you are actually. You're created as a spiritual being, but in the form of a human being, you know, a physical being. Let's go to Benny, Sir Ben. Sir Ben, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Thank you for your patience. It's always good to have you online with us.
Good evening and happy Friday. Fervent Friday it is. And I'm thankful to be a part of this conversation. So thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to giving you my opinions on what we're discussing tonight.
All right. Let me, while we've got you here, tonight's topic is there a difference between being religious and being spiritual? Sir Ben, and we want to hear from you all out there. I want to know what you think. I mean, here you got religion, spirituality. I mean, I look at myself as a spiritual being having a human experience, and both need to be fed. Sir Ben, what are your thoughts?
So I want us to be very careful when we say we are a spiritual being, because spiritual being encompasses a lot of things. As we know, spiritual beings are also witches, warlocks, demons, and all kinds of other entities that exist in this form and in this life. They too are spiritual. They are very, when I say spiritual, what means that they are aware of who they are, their spirituality with God, and their ability to do some things that God has allowed them to do. So when we say spiritual, we do have to be very careful about that word, because you cannot just use that word in a singular fashion, because as you know, the devil was also educated by the Word and the Father. He was there. He was the number two guy. He covered the cherub of God. He covered the seating of God. He is so aware of everything that God knew, which is one of the reasons why he wanted to be like God. And in that process, his spirituality, singular, his spiritual side of him, singular, is what caused him to venture into the thing what we call an iniquitous spirit. So there is a difference between spiritual and religious. They both, when operating separately can be detrimental to us. But what you want to do is have a relationship. If you don't have a relationship, your religious side of you is not fully fed, and your spiritual side of you is not. That conjunctive word you was talking about, but, is a the but represents the relationship. Because you're spiritual and you have a relationship, your spirituality is enhanced, as opposed to just being singular about a religious and singular about a spiritual. The but is the relationship, and that's what we want to do, is have a relationship with God.
All right. And now let me, Sir Ben, while I've got you here, now, isn't it true that actually Lucifer was fourth in line? Because you had God, the Father, the Son, and Holy Ghost, even though they represented one. But then he was the fourth in command, you know, instead. So, I mean, when we're saying that he was second in line, I mean, I think people need to understand the distinction there, that he was not equal to God, I mean, second to God, because you've got God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, which are unified. And if you're using it in the context, and I mean, certainly you can express it how you interpret it, but I interpreted that he was fourth in line. And I remember when he was on the mount with Jesus and he tried to tempt him, and Jesus put the word back to him. You know, he felt that he wanted Jesus to bow down to him, and Jesus had more power than he did. Your thoughts on that?
That's absolutely correct. But most of us don't, I say this respectfully, most of us have not really, really delved into reading of the word to understand that there are three entities in one. There are actually the one, three entities. Yes, he was actually the head of the angels, because it was said that he was the most beautiful. He could sing in multiple part harmony, and he was the covering. So when I say the covering, he covered where God said. He was the covering over God. And that's when I was referring to number two, because anything or anybody that's covering you position than just that entity of who he is. So he was the covering. He was there for everything that was being done and that was being created and that was being said, that was being spoken, that was being given. He was there. He was the covering of God.
Absolutely. And I think it's very important how you pointed out that many of us are not engulfed into the word to get a clear understanding for ourselves. And I believe, and this is just here my opinion as we're all expressing ourselves, it is very important that we seek the word of God for ourselves, because, and this is just my experience has been that it brings life into my being. It brings life into my being. And it reminds me of, and when we talk about being spiritual beings, you know, whether how we interpret that, and certainly we're not looking at the mediators, you know, which is what Sir Ben was referring to, these powers and that evil, you know, and principalities out there, where we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but against principalities in high place. These are the spiritual warfares that go on. But we are spiritual beings, and this is my opinion here, because when God created Adam, according to my understanding of the word, and I try to get a daily word. I mean, I engage myself into the word deeply every single day. And let me tell you, it brings life. It's like the creation of or the rejuvenation of new life each and every morning that I engage into this. It's almost like the physical food. Sometimes I'm not even hungry till 2-3 o'clock, because I've gotten so heavy into the spiritual aspect of God's food, that it's almost like it overrides even the natural food. And I'm not saying we don't need that, because we do. We were designed to have the right nutrients, whatever you deem that to be, the right nutrients. But when God created Adam, Adam did not become a living being until God, but yet he created him in his image, in his likeness. Now that likeness, watch this, okay, it's when he breathed into the nostrils of Adam, his breath. So even the breath that we breathe, that's why God is forever present with us. He's never absent from us, because what we are breathing is God's breath. The Spirit went into Adam, you know, not all of God's Spirit, but God's Spirit went into Adam. That's when Adam became a living being. So in order for us, in my opinion here, to operate and to function with the faculties that we need, you know, we must feed ourselves with that spiritual food, not just the physical food and the nutrients that we think we're supposed to be eating, which we probably are not even eating the right things. Sir Ben, your thoughts on that? When Adam became a living being, when God
breathed
into him.
That is absolutely correct. That is absolutely correct. We are to be fed with the spiritual word. The word is what we need in order to maintain our relationship, to maintain our focus, our direction, to maintain our journey. While we are on this journey, we need the word as a deliberate roadmap to tell us how, when, where, and why, what we're going to experience, what we're going to do. It is the best of the best, and it is the greatest thing that we can ever do. And so I understand when you say that you don't even want to eat, because once you get into the word feeds you. It feeds you, feeds your very being. That's what we need, something to feed our very being, which is why whenever we are having a situation and we want to fast, we deny ourselves the physicality of food and we go into the spiritual food, which keeps us in full focus. Because we know when we don't eat, we become weak. But when we have that word, and that word is being delivered into us and being poured into us as we read it, it strengthens us because of the power that it has.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by, Sir Ben. Thank you for that. That's powerful. It's a very powerful word. Let's go ahead and bring in Lady C. Lady C, thank you for your patience. Lady C, it's always wonderful to have you on the line with us.
Hey, everybody. How are you? I am glad to be here. I am actually liking what I'm hearing, although I have not been on long. But I just love what you and Sir Benny just said about, you know, being fed through your spirit by the word. Because what Benny said and what you just said is actually true. So I'm glad
yes.
to be on tonight.
Oh, we're glad to have you. It's always a pleasure. We'll come back to you in just a moment. Pastor Roy, we're going to bring you in as well. And those of you all, we want to hear from you all out there. And just listen, you all, as we listen to these shows every week, you know, don't just take our word for it. We're here searching also, but I can tell you one thing that I've experienced, and then others can share their experience. When I started some time ago, I mean, doing the Friday night shows, and it used to be a half hour, I didn't really even want to do the half-hour shows because God had told me to give up one of my relationship show nights, and I used to do them on Tuesday and Thursday. And I love the relationship shows, and I mean, but now doing this and now connecting and having, like Sir Ben was saying earlier, that relationship with God, it's like an energy that you will have all day, and you don't. You know, in the human aspect, you wonder, because people say to me, you know, how is it 7 o'clock and you still got the same kind of energy that you had at 7 o'clock this morning? At 7 o'clock at night, you got the same energy, and now you're talking about going, taking a walk, a 3-mile walk? I mean, you know, and everybody else is like, they need coffee or some stimulant to wake them up in the morning. I've never had coffee in my life. I don't even know what that tastes like. You know, but they got to have it. It's like they got to have it. And I'm not knocking anyone who drinks it. Of course not. But it's like if you get into the Word of God, it gives you a natural high. That adrenaline rush, especially when you put on some worship and praise with that. I'm just giving you all my – this is what happened to me. I'm sorry, you all. I don't mean to take a long time. Pastor Roy, we're going to come to you in a moment. But when I put my music, my prayer first, my music, and then the Word of God, it's like – That's some power nutrients going into my spirit being. And it's like that energy is, I mean, here it is, what? It's after 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I got the same level of energy. And listen, I've been traveling all day. We're bringing the show to you all live. Where are we? In Valdosta, Georgia.
Valdosta, Georgia, we're here live. And I've got the same energy I had this morning. And after traveling all day, because I start out with the word, that food. And I've only had, I just had a meal just before I came on the show tonight. And I had two small sandwiches this probably about 3 o'clock. And I'm telling you, it's the word, you all. If you want energy, if you want to feel better, if you want to even feel better about yourself, get into the word of God for yourself. Don't just take our word for it. Pastor Rowe, let me bring in. I don't mean to talk so much, you all. I'm sorry, but I'm just excited. Because we're talking about the difference between being religious and being spiritual. And when you feed that spiritual person, have mercy. Pastor Rowe, talk to us. Pastor Rowe, why is it so important to feed the spiritual person?
Well, you got to feed it, you know, and it's important that you feed it with the word of God. But one thing that I really like that Sir Ben had just mentioned, and I just picked up on it, you know, we're on a journey, you know, and we are created in his image. And, of course, we don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And it was said, you know, in Scripture that, you know, people have a form of godliness, but they deny the very power of God. But Scripture tells us in him we live, in him we move, and in him we have our being. So everything it focuses on in him, the God that created us, the God that breathes in us the breath of life. You know, so if anything else other than in him, with a capital H, it's religious, you know. And so to reduce the fraction to the lowest term, it's all about God, because in him we move. In God we have our being, and in him we move. And anything else is religious.
All right, excellent.
It's all about God. It's all about God.
And it really is. It really is. And let me tell you. So here's a thought that just came into my spirit. If we get into the word, just imagine. I remember there was a preacher when I was a little boy. He used to preach a sermon, and he would end his sermons that all the time with more prayer, more power. More prayer, more power. So, you know, and that just came into my spirit coupled with this, that if we can have energy from feeding our spiritual person, you know, in the mornings, what if we fed our spiritual person 3 or 4 times a day? By getting into the word 3 or 4 times a day, I believe, and you know what, and I'm going to try that. You know, I mean, I'm going to try it. It came into my spirit. If I'm getting this energy just from the morning, but then some of y'all might say, well, then when are you going to sleep? Pastor Rowe, tell us about being nocturnal.
Being a nocturnal, you mean a person that's sleepy?
Yes, or lack of sleep or doesn't sleep. Nocturnal.
Well, sometimes we are not nocturnal, you know. When we go back, I have to go back. I mean, that's my roadmap to Scripture, you know. Is that we feed off the word of God, and the way we feed on it is through meditation. As in Psalms 1, it says, in his law does he meditate, what, day and night. So day and night, you kind of nocturnal because you're putting your focus on meditation of the word, because the word of God is the way that we feed our spirit, not with the bread, physical things, but with the word of God. And that's how I understand that. So it's difficult to be not to, you know, sleep, because we always meditate and thinking, because I thought the more we think about things, the closer we can get to him that created us. The spirit feeds the spirit. And that's the way that I understand that.
Yeah, nocturnal is like the owls. They're active at night. So some of you all, you know, Pastor Roland, you and I have been on the phone
in the early morning hours sometimes. I mean, 12, after 12 o'clock, midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and we're both awake, you know. And sometimes this is this if you get into the word, you know, you've got nocturnal animals out there like the owl that are active at night. And, I mean, it's just like the energy level. And I don't think that that would take away from anything, because God is natural. He's into nature because he is nature, because he is. And that's it. He is. Because when he says, when Moses asked him, what is your name? when Moses asked him, let me go to the lines just for a second, and this is not putting anybody on the spot. But Lady C, do you remember when Moses asked God, what is your name? Who should I say sent me? Do you remember what God told him his name was?
I don't know my many names.
Okay, yeah, but he told him my name. He said, I am that I am. He said, and that was
oh,
it.
Yeah, he did say that.
I am that I am. And that's a powerful statement. That's a powerful statement. He says, I am. I am. I mean, you can put a period behind that when God says it, and there's nothing else. But he went on to say, I am that I am. Sir Ben, break it down for him. Sir Ben, is Sir Ben there? All right, Pastor Rowe, let's go to you on that one. Pastor Rowe, when he said, when Moses asked him, what is your name? I'm going to show you how powerful, I mean, when you get into that word, it's like, it's like a lamp unto your feet. It's a light unto your path. It's everything, you know, and you don't take on religiosity. You take on the spiritual part of feeding who you really are. And that's why some people, they don't feel good. They don't feel good. Other people can be what seems to be where they're not healthy, but then they start to get into the word of God, and then for some reason, miraculously, changes begin to happen in their lives. Pastor Rowe, break it down for them. Since Sir Ben may not be there, break it down for them. I am that I am, when God told Moses that.
Well, God can be what you want him to be with the I am, you know. But he also said his name is Emmanuel, which means God with us. You know, he'll be with you during your trials. He'll be with you through your tribulations. He'll be with you through your difficulties. But not only is he the I am, is Emmanuel, which means God with us, but the I am, he is the bread of life, you know, and the bread is the word. He is the Alpha and the Omega. That's his name, Alpha. He is the Jehovah Shalom, you know, the one that's going to give us peace. See, God can be what you want him to be, whether it is to bring joy to you, to bring comfort to you. He has many different names, you know, that I am can be interpreted. But the one that I like is the Emmanuel, because he's going to always be with us, and he's with us right now, because as Sir Ben said, we are on a journey. You know, and God will be what you want him to be. You know, he's the reconciler of difficulties in relationship that we have. You know, God, he reconciles. So God can be what you want him to be in the sense that I had just mentioned, Emmanuel, God with us.
All right. Yeah, so, you know, so when you say, Pastor Rowe, when you're saying that God, and I've heard a lot of people say this, that God will be, and I'm kind of careful with that thought. That's just me now, and we certainly respect all opinions. But when you say God will be whatever you want him to be, you know, for me, God is what he is, not necessarily what we want him to be, because we can create a statue and call that our God, and that becomes our graven image to worship.
like Buddhists, you know, and then the question becomes, I mean, if I were God, I would too. My goodness, have mercy, we're not God. Because how in the world are you going to create something and then you worship that? I mean, how do you create a statue and now you're going to bow down to a statue that you as a human being made? That's the craziest thing I've ever heard of in my life. And then you're going to worship that? You'd be better off worshiping something that you could not create, like the sun or the moon or the water or some of these elements of fire. And I'm not encouraging that at all. But to worship something that you created or man is known to have created, that to me is an outright insult to God. Lady C, how do you feel about that? I mean, could you see yourself creating a basket, you know, and because it's a pretty basket, you put some flowers in it, and now you're going to bow down to this, and the basket's going to get old. The flowers, of course, are going to die no matter how much you water them. They only have a lifespan of a certain time. Just like everything else, because of sin, it dies. Do you know that when we look in the mirror, we're aging every day because of sin? Ladies, how do you feel about that? People who worship things that they created.
I mean, I think it is wrong to worship things that you created. But I do believe, you know, when it comes to reality, people do tend to worship what they believe in, you know?
Okay. All right.
Having a lover, having your wife, worshiping your wife is like worshiping an idol. You know,
that is true.
Anything
yes.
you worship, it becomes an idol. So whatever a person believes in when it comes to, you know, what they believe in God is pretty much what they believe in. So I kind of got to lean towards Pastor Roel on this because he is, I kind of understand and relate to what he's saying, is what
yes.
you believe in. I don't think he's really speaking of an idol.
Right, right. Because, and you're right, because many people worship even their cause. God, so Pastor Roel, help us out here. So when you're speaking about God can be whatever you want him to be, is that what you're making reference to? That if you, you know, because some people will brush off their car every day, every single day at work. They want to have that shine, and if you bump up to it, they're ready to cut you in half. Pastor Roel, what do you think?
Well, my sister just had said, she used the key word idol. You know, and Scripture talks about worshiping the creature more than the creator who is blessed forever. Now, how do we find creature? You know, it can be living creatures. It can be, as you had aforementioned and my sister just mentioned about idols. You know, that can be a form of a creature. You know, but and that happened in, you know, in Scripture, you know, where people worship the creature more than the creator of these things who is blessed forever. Our focus should be the creator. You know.
Yes, absolutely.
Remember
absolutely.
That.
That's
remember. Remember.
Point.
Remember.
Thank you for bringing that out. We want to hear your thoughts out there. Also, is there a difference between being religious and being spiritual? Lady C, and Sir Ben, are you there? Okay, Lady C, let me bring you back in. Is there a difference in your opinion than being religious and being spiritual?
Spiritual is basically, spiritual is deep to me. It's something that you're like, I live this lifestyle of being, it's something that you live a lifestyle on. Being religious is something that you just believe in. You just something you believe in. Like, I believe there's a God, but then I'm spiritual, and I'm like, I know there's a God. I know I can feel him in me. I see his actions. I see his, that is spiritual to me, you know? But religious is just saying, you know, I believe, I know there's a God out here. So there's a difference
okay.
between the two in my opinion.
Okay, so how are you able to convince someone that there's a God out there because you feel him? And if they're not feeding themselves spiritually, then is it possible to present God to somebody else so that they can feel him? Because, I mean, it almost seems like sometimes that people, they seem
I don't know, some people call them freaky, some people call them fanatics, because they're out on the street corners and they're saying stuff, and, you know, like, God is real, God is coming, you know, and they may not appear to be well-dressed or whatever, and looking shabby, as some people might identify them, but then, I mean, it may be man's judgment of that person to think that they are borderline mental illness in some cases. That's the perception that some people may get. So then, is it that they're feeling God for themselves, and what would make you think someone would want to listen to that person? Lady C.
To me, I feel like when you're, I mean, it's a connection that person has. If that person don't have a connection with God, you can beat them in the head all day, and if they don't got that connection, they don't got that connection. You know, it's a personal connection, a personal relationship you build with God that create that spirituality. You know, that could be a person that says, hey, I know that, you know, I believe there's a God out there. And now let's talk about religions. If I know that they can believe in God, I can now start talking about things in the Bible that happened in my past, you know, that have
right.
came true. And if they believe in God, they may have came across or their family may have said things about what God done to them. But you can't make somebody believe in something. It has to be a – you can't make somebody 100% wholeheartedly believe in something or have – not believe, but have a connection with something if they never had it before. You know, then you have to experience it. You have to live the lifestyle. You have to have a personal relationship to have that connection with God. And some people don't have it. So if they don't have it, you can't force them to have it. It's a walk they got to get on, go down themselves. They got to walk into that connection.
That's
if
a
that
very interesting
sense.
Point that you bring out, the dynamics. You're right. But is it our role to sort of introduce them? If you're feeling this excited, Lady C, about your feeling that God exists or dwell within you, I mean, isn't that what the gospel is, the good news? And isn't good news something that we're supposed to spread? Talk to me there.
I believe the good news is something you're supposed to spread. But sometimes you can connect to a person through a song, a gospel
yes,
song.
Yes.
Like, for an example, at work, all right, I'm always singing these songs at work. Why, I don't know. But I'm always just catching myself singing some gospel song because why? That's what I listen to. I listen to like a sermon every morning, and I listen to gospel on my way to work, and that creates my day. So when I'm at work, whatever songs I'm listening to, I tend to sing it. And my coworkers who don't believe in, or some of them who don't believe in God, they be like, yes, I like that song you're singing, Chantrell. I like it. Or Lady C, you know? But
mm-hmm.
to me, that's my way of saying, okay, if they like this song, that could be their connection. Because guess what? That song just got stuck in their head.
Mm-hmm. And you know something? I want to share something. Lady C, I want to call you out on something in just a moment. And it's nothing bad, of course. I can't even call you out on anything bad except that you get us in line when we have the Thursday night shows. And that's not even bad. That's a good thing. So, but our listening audience around the world, Lady C and I talk off the air on occasion, not even as often anymore because our schedules are so busy and so hectic. But what I know about her and something she just said to me tonight on this show, something she just said that she has a song in her heart all the time, and she's singing these gospel songs, and she doesn't even know why she's always singing them, but she does. What I can tell you about what I know about Lady C over the time that I've known her, she has the most wonderful spirit, the most wonderful spirit. You don't hear her. I mean, when we talk off the air, she looks for the good in people, even when they have launched attacks at her. She still comes out and looks for the good in people, and I'm thinking, is this lady human? Is she for real? But, you know, and I realize that now because I'm more into the word, and it's like she doesn't sweat the small stuff at all. And her energy is so good that if I talk to her after work, and she's worked all day, and I know her to be a hard worker. She's got that energy. She'll start winding down at a certain time of night. But her spirit, and now I can see why. She has that spirit because of her relationship with God. And I just heard her say she listens to a sermon every single day. Lady C, let me just ask you, having that kind of spirit, would you find that it carries you throughout the day, your connection with God, even when maybe at work sometimes when you feel like throwing in the towel or saying something to somebody that's not godly?
Yes, it does. I do have that connection. Thank God for the connection, because what I do is not easy. And plus, you know, I do deal with a lot of, you know, people that, you know, don't like to accept that I know a lot and try to prove me wrong a lot. But I have to overpower them and just say, you know what, God gave me this job. God, you know, put me in this position. He's the one who instilled all this stuff in my brain, you know. And so, therefore, I go to work every day thinking that, you know what, my job is to make sure I help someone or turn someone's bad day into a happy day. Despite of whatever's
right.
happening to me, I can't allow anything negative to hold me back, because mm-hmm. God is what created me. God created me, in my opinion, in the image of him, and that image is to be happy, you know, not sad,
mm-hmm.
but happy.
And
you know?
And she has, I'm telling you, she has a beautiful, wonderful spirit, and she doesn't let anything bother her. She doesn't. And she's talked to me outside of this show. And even when people have, and she's known this here, and I don't mean to put her stuff out there, and she can speak to it if she'd like, but when people have even wanted her job because of the position she holds, and she just said it again, God put her in that position. And it leads me to let you all know, when God puts you in some place, you can stand boldly and confidently and know that you're there because God placed you there, and God is the only one that can remove you. Lady C, you remember when you told me somebody wanted your job? And see, God will even fight your battle. Is that person still around trying to get your job?
Let me tell you, no, because, okay, everybody who has, I got to admit, I'm glad I got this connection with God. Because, you know, when you are a lover of God, you have all these enemies that try to attack you. But, you know, you know, and it's the same spirits, by the way. If you ever pay attention to spirits, it's always the same spirits that come and they jump in other people, and you start recognizing that spirit, you know. But one thing I've learned was everybody who ever tried to attack me, God ended up moving them out of my location.
Mm-hmm. So you're telling me that that person, the last one that you told me about, and it wasn't too long ago, and you said, don't worry, and we both touched and agreed, and they're no longer in that facility now with you?
They're no longer in my location. They're at another location now.
See, I'm sharing this with you all because I know she's not going to talk about it, and, you know, she's not giving names or anything along those lines, of course. But the fact of the matter is, it's the power of God who looks out for those who are called by his name. And see, you can stand, that's from being into the word with him. That's from being in the word, feeding that spirit person, that spirit man, that spirit woman. If you all are, listen, if you're depressed, if you got things going on, oh my goodness, if you got, Lacey, you're going to close us out tonight with the importance of being into the word in about 9 minutes. You know, I want you to take your time too. You know, with that spirit, being into the word, because I can feel her spirit from her connection and her relationship with God. I mean, even to the point of, and she's put it out on the air, she was seeking to buy a home, and God opened that door for her. It's about your relationship with God, folks. If you don't have it with him, I encourage you all to get it. She's going to close us out in a little bit on that. Pastor Roe, let me bring you back in here. Pastor Roe, why is that so important? Why is that so important? Because if you're not feeling good, if you just don't have the job, you don't have the lifestyle you want, I mean, why not, if you tried everything else, why not try God?
Well, you know, I tell you, Lady C is really printing me on spiritually with the thing. And I perceive that she has a great spirit of humility, you know, and we have to learn how to be humble because the meek would inherit the earth. And she had mentioned she don't try to fight her battle. She let the Lord fight her battle. As we were talking about last night, Peter, you know, how you do when somebody bully you, da-da-da-da-da-da. And Peter got his sword. And we cut the man's ear off, you know. And Jesus said, put away your sword, Peter. If you live by the sword, you'll die by the sword. In other words, I'll fight your battle. And that's what Lady C is saying. I hope I'm saying it to her right. She is humble. She let the Lord fight her battles, you know. And then about the religious thing, when Paul was passing by, you know, I perceive that you are very religious, you know. And because they were worshiping an unknown God. But he said, this is the one we're going to talk about, and he focused that on God. So, Lady C, and if I'm saying it wrong, I apologize. We know that the meek will inherit the earth, and meekness is not weakness, but she knows how to acquiesce unto God and let the Lord fight her battles. And so that's very important. But another thing, too, the fruit of the Spirit. You know, if you got the Spirit, you're going to bear the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, long-suffering, peace, joy, and all those different fruits. But if you got other fruits coming, it's not coming from God. But the fruit of the Spirit is, and the things that I just mentioned to you. So, Lady C, you are on the right track.
You know,
thank you.
And absolutely, and listen, you all, I've known her. She's no nonsense. But she is not confrontational. I mean, when she talks to me off the air, I sit and I listen and I say, God's got an armor of shield around her. Because, I mean, she's told me about a number of situations and she still holds her head up. She's still willing to even help the people who come against her in a negative way. She still helps the people who go and report on her about things that she mentioned. Sometimes when they think that she's gotten it wrong, they have gone to her supervisors, and the supervisors have sided with the people who went to her and later come back, you know, and realize she was right. Help me, you all. But see, I'm not saying that we're highlighting Lady C, but we're talking about when the Spirit of God dwells in a person, that light shines within them. And then you don't have to fight your battle. So Lady C, would you say that as long as I believe in God, I don't have to fear stepping in the ring with Mike Tyson?
Amen. Listen. The Bible tells you that, okay? The Bible always tell you, and it's so funny because I wrote this on my Facebook page. I had told myself today, you know, as I go to work, you know, be strong, be courageous, do not be afraid or dismayed, you know, for the Lord your God is always with you wherever you go. So that means whatever drama or whatever situation you get yourself into, you trust in God. And don't be afraid, you know. You don't have to retaliate. You don't have to argue. You don't have to quit. You just stand there and you fight your battles with God and allow God to sit there and take care of the rest, you know. Sometimes, you know, yes, I've been told I was wrong a lot of times, but I came out to be right because why? Your knowledge is power. God gave you the wisdom to read. You know, he gave you the knowledge to read. So when you go and you read your Bible and you go and read your work material, and when something come up, guess what? You're there to answer it. A lot of people that go against you are the ones that never took the time to read it themselves.
That is very powerful.
So it turns out into more of an envy thing. So I've learned I don't have to argue. It's going to come out at the end that I am right. Because when they call the state or whenever they call whoever, guess what? It's going to come back and they're going to resurface the surface and say, you know what? You were right. You know? until the next situation come up and they have their doubts, you know. But I always, no matter what you do, be knowledgeable in whatever you do in your career, you know, be knowledgeable. Because those same people that did go against me are the same ones that come to me every day to ask me questions. And I can easily say, go read it for yourself. Go find out for yourself. You never want to take my word. You know, I can easily say that.
Right,
but no,
right.
What I do, I have to help because that's who God created me to be.
Right. And, you know, it's so important, just like she's telling them, encouraging them, even after they realize that she was right, she's still encouraging them, go read it for yourself. And that's what we're telling you all tonight. When we're talking about, is there a difference between religious and being religious and being spiritual? Go read it for yourself. You know, many people, we feel that we're so busy. Oh, God, I'm going to give you, can I give you 2 minutes today, God? Let me pray. God, I prayed. In fact, God, I went to church four months ago. You should be happy with that, God. I went to church 4 months ago. Well, what if you didn't eat you haven't eaten since 4 months ago. You probably wouldn't be alive today. That's 120 days or more. You wouldn't be alive. What if you didn't drink water that long? I mean, come on, seriously? So now you're gonna play with your spiritual life, you know, by not getting into the Word of God. And I'm telling you all, you want a spirit filled with energy. Even I think that when you're not feeling well, this energy is gonna come like a bolt of lightning to just like spark you up. And I'm telling you, from this show tonight, I'm thinking, well, gee, if I can get into the Word just from in the morning, then maybe I ought to do this 3 times a day. And Pastor Roe, wasn't it Daniel that prayed 3 times a day?
Yes, he sure did, and he knew how to pray. And I just want to just add to what Lady C had mentioned, you know, knowledge, you know, I tell people knowledge is power, but more perfectly applied knowledge is power. You know, you can have all the knowledge in the world, but if you're not applying, ain't nothing happening. Excuse my crude vernacular expression. Applied knowledge. So we got the Word of God. Let us apply it.
You know, and it's so powerful. Lady, she's going to close us out in about 30 seconds, and she's going to take about a minute or as long as she needs to close us out. We have time. You all, don't just take our word for it tonight. You might hear my energy going like this here, and it's like I'm wired up, and trust me, I'm not doing drugs. I have no caffeine in my system, none of that stuff. It's high on the Word of God, I'm telling you, because that's what's been carrying me, and I've been traveling all day, and your sleep will be sweet. You know, I believe that you'll start feeling better because, let me tell you something, it doesn't matter what drugs they give you, antibiotics or whatever it is, when it comes to healing, only the Creator can heal. Now, you might think I'm wrong with that, but it's only the Creator who heals. That's God. That's God. He's the manufacturer. He's the one that heals. No matter how much herbal stuff we take, no matter how much natural other herbal stuff we take, or the medicines from the doctor. And you have some doctors even now are saying it is God who heals. They're giving you the science of what. Okay, but don't take our word for it. You know, tonight we talked about, is there a difference between being religious and being spiritual? Being, you know, religious, we can talk about that on and on and on. Being spiritual, we can do the same. Lady, she closes out with that spirit that you have.
I am going to say this, you know, no matter what you go through in life, just always know, just to, you know, trusting God, you know, trusting God and allow God to, you know, be your path, you know, to show you the direction you need, you know. And on top of that, you know, if you do have a battle with in your relationship or at your job or with a family member, you don't always have to argue with them, you know. You can always take it to God. Because the one thing I have learned in life and over the years was prayer solves a lot. You know, praying to God and building a relationship with God will solve a lot of the issues that you are having, you know. Because in the Bible it tells you, you know, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything, you know. And also it says, you know, I'm sorry, it's a lot. But Don't worry about anything. And whatever you want to change in your life, just always ask God, because that Bible always said, whatever you ask for in his name, it shall also be given to you. And it also says, cast all your cares unto him. So like I said, everything I said leads right back to God. So whatever you're battling, at work, at home, or anywhere, go to God with it, because he is the one who is going to help you get through your situation. He is the one who's going to fight your battles. He is the one who created you, created the people around you, and is going to create your future. And that's how I'm going to end it.
All right. On that note, we're clearly out of time. Thank all of you all for being with us tonight, all our listeners. And Lady C, thank you for having such a wonderful spirit. You have, your spirit tonight has touched me to want to go in now and start looking at the word three times a day, as Daniel prayed three times a day. Because if I can have this energy, then you, who knows, with three times a day. And thank you for that, and thank God for putting that in our spirit. Listen, we're out of time. Join us here tomorrow morning when we're going to be talking about what does it mean to stand on the promises of God. What does it mean? You don't want to miss tomorrow night, tomorrow morning's program. That's 6:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. We're bringing you a show all the way live from Valdosta, Georgia, tomorrow morning, you all. You don't want to miss this. And, of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow's program, join us here next Thursday for the Dr. Jess Walk Show. Or if you choose to bypass that, we'll be back here next Friday for your one-hour inspiration program. Until tomorrow morning or until next week, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night. God bless. And thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Great testimony you gave, Lady C. I really, really enjoyed it, and it really inspired me. So continue to let your light shine. Good night. Good night. Good night.
I enjoyed
it. Good night, Marjorie.
Yes, good night, Pastor. God bless you all. Thank you all. I enjoyed it.
Amen. It was great.
Yes. You all have a good night. God bless you all. Keep safe. Talk to you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Lady C.